hey, you should get out for it. Me too. And actually, that's what I'm doing. I've spent the day in Yosemite. Might tell you a little bit more about that with Nancy, my wife. But actually, right now, I'm with somebody else. Tiffany Stamen has a doctorate in spiritual formation, master in theology and leadership.
From
Fuller Theological Seminary, has led a rescue mission, is now executive director of Calvin Crest Campground, and is my cousin. There's 22 of us cousins on my mom's side, so it was a real raucous family. Tiff was the last one. I was actually mowing my Aunt Fran's yard on the day that you were born.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
And we worked together for a while back in Chicago.
Yeah.
She is a go-to person around spiritual wisdom and just general fun. One of the most fun people you'll ever know. If you've never been to Yosemite, you got to come to Yosemite. Come to Calvin Crest. Tiff, Kim can do anything, build anything. That's Tiff's husband. But we were talking last night, and I just wanted you to hear this because, again, Tiff has a lot of really interesting wisdom on spiritual formation and just character growth. And you may be doing kind of a podcast where you talk about Dallas Willard for
a little bit, yeah.
Which a lot of you in the Fellowship of the Withered Hand will know about.
Yes.
But we've been looking at spirituality and technology, and we were talking last night about the need in order to develop resilience. Mm-hmm. To embrace and lean into challenge, and then how you're seeing this year at Calvin Crest in children and their use of technology and their parents and escape from problems and challenge that you haven't seen.
Yeah.
So in whatever order you want to, go ahead and talk about that stuff, and then I'll just interrupt as always.
All right. Sounds good. Well, John and I were talking about how Cam and I moved out here to California to take our dream job, really. Always had dreamed of running a camp in the mountains, and this opportunity presented itself, born and raised in Rockford, Illinois. Mm-hmm. And so 46 years.
We have a way of ending up in California.
Right?
Not that there's anything wrong with Rockford, Illinois.
Not at all. We love Rockford.
Yeah.
But Cam and I went through a 9-month discernment process and ended up taking this dream job. And literally, when we got out here, the Friday before I started the job, John, I got a phone call from the staff at the camp saying we had an unforeseen financial situation. The camp's out of money. We're having an emergency meeting because we can't make payroll. Do you want to come in? We know you don't start till Monday, but do you want to come in today?
Hello.
So I was like, yes, let me change out of my paint clothes in my new house. And so ended up my first day on the job coming into this situation and just feeling like, what in the world? We sold everything, moved across the country, and had to lay off people on my first day at camp. So it was about that first year that we were just going through these hard times and going, okay, God, why did you bring us out to California? Mm-hmm. And got it all kind of turned around right about the beginning of 2020 when COVID hit. And had to shut down the camp, furlough almost the entire staff. The day I was driving back up to camp, I checked our mailbox, and there was a letter from our insurance company dropping us. So we had a board meeting that I'll tell you where we were in tears, like thinking we were going to have to shut this camp down. Mm-hmm. And my biggest question was, okay, God, why would you move us all the way across the country just to help this beloved camp die with dignity? And, you know, and so, but donors came together and we navigated COVID. That fall, the Creek Fire hit. It's about 5 miles from our camp. During the Creek Fire, while we were evacuated, our fire suppression system malfunctioned in our lodge, flooded the lodge. So we came back to ash and flood and mess, worked on that. And then in 2021, a historic Mono windstorm just wiped through the camp, about $3 million worth of damage, and took down thousands of trees, destroyed a dozen buildings. And each time we would face these crises, each crisis, we would just be like, you know, okay, God, is this the time the camp is going to shut down? And every time there was that temptation to just quit and go, okay, this is just too much. Mm-hmm. It's too hard. I don't think that God would ask anybody to walk through this. But what's crazy is that we had a snowstorm, a rainstorm, all the things that followed that. Now, 6.5 years later, we've collected insurance money. We've held a capital campaign. We've rebuilt. And now, looking back, we're so grateful that we hung in, because we would never have seen the joy and the rebuilding and all the new things that God is doing, that he's just raised, you know, from the ashes. And tying in to what we're seeing with kids and digital technology, this has probably been the most significant issue this summer, where we just have parents showing up at the office to pick up their kids without any phone call to the office, without any heads up. And kids are just texting home and saying, this is too hard. I'm homesick. I want to come home. And it feels like, instead of parents helping their kids mm-hmm. to navigate this and helping them stay in it, kids are just opting out. And so I look at our story and I see all of the good things that God did, all the lessons that God taught us. And
that only got taught. That's part of what you're saying last night is,
like,
looking back on it, you developed and grew, became resilient because you had to face this stuff and walk through it and figure it out and pray to God about it in ways that if you would have left. And I remember having conversations at various points sometimes where you and Cam might come over in and talk with Nancy, and somebody's like, I don't know if we should stay or not. But looking back on it, you would never have grown if you didn't dig in and fix it.
Exactly. And, you know, Dallas talks about how our well-being cannot be dependent on our external circumstances. Mm-hmm. But if we're always reshaping our external circumstances toward comfort or toward ease, then how do we ever learn that lesson?
Yep.
You know, Donald Miller also has a great quote that, comfort is what we seek, something to this effect. Comfort is what we seek when we've lost our purpose. And
it's fabulous.
Yeah. And so learning to live in the discomfort is what has really shaped me over these last years and helped me get more comfortable with it. And I am a firm believer that there's all kinds of great things that come with technology. I just get concerned when I see technology in many different ways being an escape and being a false sense of comfort.
We've been talking about Jonathan Haidt's book, The Anxious Generation, and how we tend to overprotect kids in the real world and underprotect them in the online world.
Yes.
This is interesting because if they're struggling in the real world, they're actually able to use technology to escape from that and go to a safe place even
quicker. Exactly. And it's naturally coming away to camp where it's really bad cell service signals and not great Wi-Fi.
Yep.
And all of a sudden they don't have that option. Mm-hmm. That's going to thrust them into an uncomfortable situation. And that's what's beautiful, because then if they can get over that, you know, and take that leap, then they can engage.
I was going to say that. You see that with kids sometimes?
All the time.
Yeah.
I feel like it's that first night or two that kids are just having to reset and disengage in order to engage with people and creation and all kinds of experiences.
Say a word about creation, too. I'll talk about that a little bit more. But again, the real world, part of that involves remembering God actually made this.
Exactly.
And increasingly, partly because of technology, we could just spend more and more and more of our lives inside and miss out on this. Mm-hmm. What role do you see creation and immersion in it playing for the kids that are coming to camp or for your own self?
Oh, well, I think it's transformative. I think God draws us to himself through his works, his creation. And I think that for a lot of our kids that get away to camp.
Tim, we're recording right now and Tiff's talking, so I'm going to hang up. Bye. Sorry, that was Tim Williams.
That's all right.
Yeah.
So a lot of kids that come to camp, they they may have never been out of their city. They have may have never been out of the Central Valley and up to the mountains and experienced giant sequoias and, you know, bears and all the crazy things that we have that we are so comfortable with up in the mountains. And when kids experience that, something changes inside them. And they have to get off their devices in order to experience it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the challenge today, remember when you're in the middle of the story, when the winds hit or the fire hits or the pandemic hits, you don't know how the story's going to end. There's that great scene in Lord of the Rings where Sam and Frodo are talking about the heroes that came before them. Mm-hmm. But part of what this is, none of them knew how their story was going to end. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And life is that way. And God uses uncertainty in ways that I don't fully understand. He just does. So if you are there, embrace uncertainty, or maybe better yet, embrace God in the uncertainty. Seek purpose over comfort. I love that. And then put down the device. We're just about there. And get out into creation. We got to get out more. Thanks, Tiff. Love you.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes from John. You can also visit our website, becomenew.com, to access all of our videos there, or subscribe for the emails that go with each video. But my personal favorite way to stay in the loop with Become New is by text. We will send you a text message every morning that we release a new video with the title of that video and just the link to the video. So if you want that, you can text the word BECOME to the number 855-888-0444 and we'll get those messages to you. If you've got a prayer request, there's a group of us who meet each weekday, Monday through Friday, for 1 hour to pray for viewers just like yourself. So you can text or email us your prayer request at 855-888-0444 or at connect@becomenew.com. Remember, the most important thing about your life is the person you become. We'll see you next time.